This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization, and this is Focus on Domestic Violence. Welcome, David. Last week we talked about the number of domestic violence deaths in North Carolina, and you mentioned that about 82% of the victims were women. Is that typical nationwide?
Nationwide, the figure for all domestic violence instances are about 85% of the victims are women, and so North Carolina is pretty close to being normal in that respect. Homicide is the worst of all forms of domestic violence, and if you look at other forms of domestic violence, the statistics are really kind of staggering. For example, I found out that one out of three, approximately about 31% of American women, have reported being physically or sexually abused by a boyfriend or a husband at some point in their lives. That's a pretty high figure if you consider one in three women in this country. And if you look at what that represents, that's over 500,000 women in a given year. And also, there are a significant number of men who are victims of abuse. About 100,000 a year are reported.
Dave, you also seemed to indicate last week that homicide affects all age groups.
That's true. In the database we looked at, the victims range from an infant of 1 month old up to a woman who was 65. You know, in general, domestic violence is what I call an equal opportunity crime. It affects all age groups and income levels. It affects any race. It affects any religion or political group. And, for example, you know, in recent times we've had in our shelter, we've had whites, we've had blacks, we've had Hispanics. You know, so it just affects everybody. Unfortunately, the only ones we see are the ones that are economically poor because they don't have any other alternatives. But we see women of all age groups, and we've had, in my tenure, we've had women who have been teens up to grandmothers in our shelter. It's also been observed, this is kind of an interesting phenomenon, that when women are pregnant, the incidence of domestic violence goes up, and you would think that an abuser would be less inclined to abuse a pregnant woman, but that isn't always the case. And for example, we have a pregnant woman who's just a couple of weeks away from giving birth in our shelter right now.
David, you mentioned last week 5 children, I think one was a teen and one an infant, they were killed in 2007. How common is abuse among children?
Well, children can get injured in a number of ways. There are several ways that I've listed. One is they can be direct targets of violence. And one of the interesting statistics I came across is that about half the men who abuse their wives also abuse their children. So they can be direct victims of abuse and violence. They can also be accidentally injured when parents are fighting. For example, a couple of instances, if an abuser is trying to hit a woman, he may accidentally hit the child. For example, if the woman is holding the child and the child gets in the way of a punch, he may get injured that way. And also a number of children get injured because they try to protect the mother and try to get in the midst of a violent situation. Also, among teenagers, it's interesting that we're seeing more and more incidences of abuse among teens, and about 1 in 5 nationally, teenage women report being physically or sexually abused by a dating partner.
David, talk about the ways that Safe Place helps protect children.
We have our hotline, and anyone can call, children or teens or anybody. They can call and talk confidentially with a staff member. You don't even have to give your name if you don't want to. We've also, last year and this year we're increasing it, we've got a program in our schools, and we're teaching children in our local schools, and particularly the teens at Mitchell High School are involved in this program. So we're trying to get the message out to younger kids. And we're available to talk with church groups or youth groups.
How about a phone number if someone needs more information?
24 hours a day, you can give us a call. We have a hotline in Mitchell County. That number is 765-4044, 765-4044. And I want to thank everyone for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.